Hello and welcome to The Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshaun, and joining me in studio today is England football analyst, Nigel Naicker.
Great to be here, Desh. Let's dive into it.
Nigel, we're going to kick things off with the UEFA Europa League finalists. Of course, I'm talking about Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United competing for Champions League qualification next season. Before we head into this weekend's domestic opponents, what have you made about their path in the Europa League this season?
I think both teams have done excellently in the Europa League, especially considering that the domestic campaigns have gone very sour. I think it's a pathway for both these teams to save some pride and glory for both managers as well. I think Amorim coming into a new team, a run into the Europa League, has done the team really great, especially for morale. And the same with Big Ange. A poor domestic season, and now a chance to right their wrongs and get a European spot in the Champions League.
Yeah, 100%. I think you summed it up over there. It's really a chance for them to salvage their domestic campaigns, because it's a case of Spurs being down in 17th place and Man United in 16th.
It's kind of shocking when you read it to be in that position at this stage of the season. I think two big six clubs, you don't want to see it. And I think it's shocking to see for those fans, definitely.
Well, ahead of that Europa League final, Tottenham are away to Aston Villa and Man United are away to Chelsea. Not the most of easiest grounds to go to in the land.
Not at all, especially with both those teams eyeing a Champions League spot themselves and pushing to get those points on the board. I think United and Spurs will both have one eye on that Europa League final and also rest some players in that sense as well. So a really difficult game ahead of the final.
Yeah, of course, Aston Villa being undefeated across their previous six league outings at Villa Park. Four of those have come in their previous four.
Yeah, it's not a place you want to go to. I think Unai Emery and Villa are tactically well-drilled. They have players that can hurt you. And Villa Park is, once they get going, it's really a tough place to go to.
Yeah. Is Tottenham going to come away with something from that one?
I really don't see it happening. I think with the one eye on the Europa League final and them resting players, and then additionally, Villa chasing a Champions League spot, a consecutive Champions League spot after last season's heroics as well. I think they get the job done here at home.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's look over to that Man United clash against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Of course, Chelsea running 3-1 winners last time out against Liverpool at the Bridge.
Yeah, huge win for Chelsea's Champions League aspirations. Put their name back into their hat now. And another great opportunity against a struggling Manchester United team who are struggling domestically for them to win at the Bridge and you know, almost cement their place going into the last game of the season.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it going to be slim pickings for Enzo Maresca at Chelsea?
Yeah, look, I think they chase it. It's a game that they know they can win, and I think his job could be on the line as well. If they don't get Champions League, we know the merry-go-round at Chelsea when it comes with managers. The bar is very high. They haven't made Champions League for two seasons now, and I think the pressure will be on him to get a victory against United.
Yeah. All right, and does he do just that?
Yeah, I think 100%. I think, like we said, with Spurs resting players ahead of the final, I think United will do the same. The league is all but gone. The result won't matter anything. So, yeah, I think look ahead to that and try to get away from the Bridge, not too unscathed here. Yeah.
Okay, I'm hearing you. Let's move things along then. Sunday's action sees Everton hosting Southampton. Now, of course, Everton putting that 2-2 draw with Ipswich away as they ran out 3-1 winners against Fulham last time out.
Yeah, look, Everton have done really well ever since Moyes has come into the fold. He's taken the club strides forward. Southampton, I think they just want the season to end. They did manage to get a point last week against City, which makes them the second worst team in Premier League history, getting that point over Derby County's 11. So now, looking ahead to that game as well.
All right. Is it going to be one-way action there at Goodison Park?
Yeah, I think Goodison Park is a difficult place to go to. We did see a good performance from Southampton last week. Maybe they can replicate that, but I think Everton run out winners here.
All right. Our next fixture sees West Ham United hosting Nottingham Forest. Now, of course, West Ham with that 2-0 win over Man United at Old Trafford last weekend.
huge victory for West Ham. I think they were struggling for form, and to go to Old Trafford and win 2-0, a real morale booster for Graham Potter and his team. Hopefully they can use this now going into the tail end of the season and start next season much better than the way this season unfolded for them. Yeah.
Do you think they're going to eye a positive result against a Forest team that really has been blowing hot and cold since the turn of the year?
I think most definitely. I think after that 2-0 win at Old Trafford, they will be reeling. Morale will be high. But yes, it will be very difficult against a Forest team who are also chasing Champions League and also suffered a big blow last week, drawing 2-2 to Leicester.
Yeah. Which way can you see this one going?
I think Forest get over the line here. I think considering the importance of the tie, and I don't think West Ham have strung together two consecutive wins in a while now. So I think Forest get the win here and put their name in the hat for Champions League football going into the final game of the season.
All right. Well, we're going to have to wait and see how that fixture pans out. Staying with the London outfits, we've got Brentford hosting Fulham. Now, of course, the GTEC Community Stadium is not an easy place to go to. I mean, 38 goals across their 18 home league appearances puts them just outside the top three for all goals scored and home soil.
That really is an impressive stat there, Desh. I think you summed it up. Not an easy place to go to. Goals in them. Vissa and Mbeumo on the counter-attack. So well-drilled tactically with Thomas Frank at the helm. And even some really good players in there. Norgaard. Nathan Collins is another top centre-back that they have. So yeah, a very difficult place to go to. And I think they're on the bounce of four wins in a row now. So I think the morale is really high as well.
Yeah, you're right. Brentford have won their previous four league outings. And you know, the goals have been coming in hot, thick and fast. Tell me, this weekend, are we looking at over 2.5, over 3.5?
Yeah, look, I think most of the games this season have resulted in over at least 2.5. So 3.5 at home, especially with the mood so high, and against a team like Ipswich, right?
Fulham this weekend.
Fulham, sorry. Fulham also have goals in them. So I think Brentford and over 2.5 is a really good shout here.
All right. Well, that's we're going to leave that one. Looking ahead to Leicester City hosting Ipswich Town. I mean, not much to play for over here, considering both these outfits will be returning to the Championship next season.
Yeah, bit of a dead rubber this one. Leicester do have the opportunity to overtake Ipswich if they win. And I think both teams will just want the season to end. Opportunity to play for some pride here, maybe a Premier League contract for some of these players as well. Show what they can do. Hopefully they can get picked up and not go down with their respective clubs.
Yeah. Well, of course, both of these outfits come into this fixture on 22 points apiece. Just goal difference separating the two of them. More importantly, do you think there's a bit of pressure that has been relieved in knowing that they're heading to the Championship?
Yeah, you could say so. The Premier League is a different beast. I think the level and the quality needed to survive is so high. And you don't really blame these teams for struggling. They could have been playing with the handbrake off, especially Leicester last week, a huge 2-2 point at Forest. And then you look at Southampton holding the former champions to a draw that no one saw coming. It does look like these teams are playing with more freedom now that they are relegation is all but confirmed.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, this is going to be Jamie Vardy's last fixture at the King Power. Is he going to go out to the bang?
You expect him to. Jamie Vardy knows how to have a party. And I think in his last game, he definitely will be targeting a goal. Look, it's been a pleasure to watch him in his career at Leicester. And yeah, I'm hoping he can get onto the score sheet.
Next up, we've got Arsenal hosting the high-flying Newcastle. It's a case of second welcomes third at the Emirates Stadium.
Your mouth-watering tie to look forward to. I think Newcastle have the opportunity to push above Arsenal if they do win. And possibly Arsenal having the opportunity to secure second place. Yeah, with a draw at least, because they have Southampton on the last day. And that looks like a dead rubber there. So, a really, really top game on the cards here.
Of course, the rumour mill has already been ignited. The talks are that Arsenal have a £100 million kitty this transfer window.
Yeah, look, I think Arteta deserves it, especially coming so close in recent seasons, Champions League semi-finals this season. So the club really need to now back Arteta and help him get over the line.
All right. Is there a winner in this one?
Honestly, if there is a winner, I'm going to say that Newcastle go on to win it. But I think Arsenal hold them to a draw because they're at home. Especially with the players that are out, Arsenal will approach the game very pragmatically, and I think they get a draw here.
All right. Well, let's move on to Monday's fixture then. Of course, the sole fixture on Monday Night Football sees Brighton hosting title champions Liverpool.
Two really good, entertaining teams. I think Liverpool are playing at the canter now with the league all but wrapped up. Lost to Chelsea 2 weeks ago, threw away a 2-goal lead against Arsenal at Anfield. So it does look like they're on a bit of a holiday now. And who can blame them? They've been excellent all season. Another team that has been excellent is Fabian Hertzler's youngest coach in the league, and really entertaining to watch. I'm expecting goals and a really entertaining game in this one.
Not the most easiest end to the campaign for Fabian and company. I mean, you look at this Liverpool home fixture before they travel to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium next weekend.
Yeah, two difficult teams to play. What is a shining light is that they picked up a big victory against Wolves last week. And they have so much attacking prowess that you really can't write them off against anyone. And I would back them to even get something against a Liverpool team that do look on holiday right now.
Yeah, I was actually just about to ask you that very question. Is he going to get something this weekend?
I think they do. I think score draw here. They're very entertaining to watch. I saw the Liverpool players out in Dubai on holiday ahead of this one as well. So they use that time to go and rest and recoup. Hopefully, it looks like Brighton might get something now.
All right. Next up, we've got a tantalising clash between London outfit Crystal Palace and the Midlands outfit of Wolverhampton Wanderers. And of course, both of them experiencing an upturn in form in 2025.
Super upturn in form, like you just mentioned. I think Oliver Glasner and Vitor Pereira getting the most out of their respective teams. Wolves were in a relegation fight for all of the start of the season, seemed to claw their way up and find themselves looking up towards the top half of the table now. Same with Palace, a FA Cup final to look forward to. So yeah, I'm expecting a very exciting game between these two.
Yeah, you know, if Palace's previous result against Tottenham Hotspur is anything to go by, this one has got goals written all over it. I mean, Eze was absolutely unplayable.
Yeah, look, like you mentioned, those attacking players in that Palace team, they tend to open teams up at will. Eze, really very good player. Mateta, Ismail Assar, they have a really very good attacking outfit. And then you go and look at Wolves, the same. Matheus Cunha, Jorgenstern Larsen, Sarabia, they have some really good players in that team. So definitely goals on the cards here.
Of course, this is going to be one of the fixtures of the weekend for me. I can't see a winner, can you?
Yeah, neither can I. I'm going both teams to score. That's a safe bet. If you want to go further, you could maybe back the draw, back both teams to score and a draw, yeah.
Well, the final fixture of the weekend sees Man City up against Bournemouth. Now, of course, the Etihad is never a place you want to go to, but with this high-flying Bournemouth outfit, I think Areola might actually get something here.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of that, they did beat them early on in the season at the Vitality 2-1. So they have the chance of doing the double here, especially looking at that flat performance against already relegated Southampton last week. So I think no one wants to play Bournemouth. They're such a well-drilled tactical outfit. And Pep will have his work cut out for him if they want to secure Champions League, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, we know what a happy stomping ground the Etihad has been for Man City. Are we going to see the likes of De Bruyne going out to the bank? Erling Haaland coming through with a hat-trick? You know, the likes of Bernardo Silva playing some of their silkiest football?
Yeah, I think Pep will be hoping for that, especially in one of the final games of the season with Champions League football on the line. He'll expect his best players to come to the fold and perform on the day, especially with De Bruyne and the fairy tale story of his final game at the Etihad. Look, he's been an excellent servant to the team and he will want to go out with a bang.
All right. Well, Nige, I think that's going to leave it here for today. It's been a pleasure unpacking all things Premier League related with you. We're going to have to wait and see how your predictions play out. From all of us in studio, thanks and goodbye.
Cheers.